Back when I lived out of state, people always used to get excited when they found out where I was from. They didn't meet all that many Mainers. I was like a moose descended from a log cabin, wandering their backyard, eating their shrimp, and wondered if I was from anywhere near the town where they'd gone to summer camp or cruised in their custom sloop. Sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. But Maine is a large state with more coastline than California, I like to point out. Plenty of old gray villages, like the one I grew up in. Plenty of places to get lost or hide, especially when sucked in by heavy fog. Maybe they'd heard of Damariscotta if they'd ever taken a vacation to the mid-coast, but they tended to pronounce the name wrong and then ask what it meant. And I would say either River of Little Fishes in Abenaki or something Scottish. We weren't really sure. If they asked what the town was known for, I would have said brick-making, then ice shipping, then oysters, and this one little gallery that sells lobster buoys painted to look like political figures. But this was all before Maeve and I moved back home and bought our coastal charmer with a view, a listing so pyretic that its author, our realtor, met us at the door mid-apology and with a referral to a rodent removal service. Before my return, I was still telling that old joke whenever I needed to explain where I was from, about the local who has to give directions to a visiting urbanite. "You can't get there from here," says the Mainer, which tells you a little about the roads and highways on the mid-coast. A little more about the shotgun wariness that'll greet you on so many overgrown front porches. And a lot about the granite break walls between those who've been here for generations and those who've landed more recently, within the past century or two. I am one of these newer arrivals. Not a true Mainer. If your parents are from elsewhere, you don't count, even if you moved to town at age 3. But at least I'm not a tourist. We all scowl at the tourists. They ascend as one big traffic jam every summer and presume to know the place just because they've rented a cottage with bunk beds and weathered a gentle nor'easter. The other day I saw a couple in matching sunglasses lingering in front of the Sotheby's, gazing at a flyer full of homes, one of which belonged to the Thatches, our town's wealthiest family. When I overheard them indulging in the fantasy of moving here year-round, imagining Maine as the way life should be, I found myself wishing I had some other flyer with pictures of the peeling shack Ed Thatch lived in as a child, or the trailer he and his wife Steph moved into when they were only 18, or our own drafty ranch for that matter. Just to show these dreamers what they might find if they ever arrived in the off-season and ventured down the wrong dirt road. To move on from any of these dirt roads was supposed to be impossible. But then the Thatches did just that, moved from there to here. Well past here, actually. Steph loved to remind us of their early days, all the hard work and long hours that had put them on this different track. And it's not that we didn't believe her, just that we'd heard it all before, heard it plenty. But every small town has its own running dramas, its own local celebrities. There's a set of twins that's been calling our high school basketball game since the big playoff run in 89. And there's a muscle farmer who wears a bodybuilding getup in every parade. We think because muscle with two S's and muscle with a C are homophones. And he's been doing it since I was in college. So I guess I always assumed I'd return to the Midcoast, if I returned, to find things basically where I'd left them. And most things were, just not the Thatches. Which was fine. They were off in the distance, nothing to do with us. Their rise and fall like a rolling swell tumbling down the coast. People do move here for the views. Ours is of the Salt Bay, partially, but also of our neighbor's three-car garage and a pyramid of algae-covered lobster traps. The real deal is how our realtor described the neighborhood, meaning that what we'd see through our windows was mostly the slowly revving engine of Mainers going nowhere. Unless there's a fog. Then there's nothing to see, only what everyone else can see, only what's right in front of us.